USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Many Americans are reacting to the news that Kyle Rittenhouse has been cleared of double homicide and other charges at his trial in Kenosha, Wisconsin. One of them who's commenting is the girlfriend of one of the men he killed.
I am, like I said, not surprised at what happened here today, but I am heartbroken.
That's Hannah Giddings, Anthony Hoover's girlfriend. She says she has a big problem with the system, and she says it's telling her that, quote, no one has to answer for his death. Remember that movie about the asteroid that's coming our way? Well, NASA's prepping for the world's first planetary defense test mission, in which it's going to test if it can intentionally crash a spacecraft into an asteroid to try to change its course. The launch is scheduled for early this coming Wednesday from Vandenberg Space Force Base in California. And this is USA Radio News.
Folks, you know how cancel culture has affected Mike Lindell. Well, MyPillow may have gotten canceled out of retail stores, but you can save big just in time for Christmas at MyPillow.com. The classic standard size MyPillow that sold in stores for almost $70 is on sale for Christmas for just $19.98. Standard size, $19.98, queen and king size slightly higher. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, get a MyPillow for that special person in your life. You also get a free press-and-pack bag so you can take your MyPillow anywhere. Save big on anything on the MyPillow website, but only if you use my promo code USA. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs. Get the best price ever on a MyPillow and do your Christmas shopping at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Merry Christmas.
The accidental discharge of a passenger's weapon at Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport on Saturday led to a lockdown and flight disruptions and at least three minor injuries, as well as plain old chaos in the terminal on Saturday afternoon, as the Atlanta police say. They know who discharged the weapon, as the person was being screened at the time. Arrest warrants have now been issued, and the FBI and ATF are assisting with the investigation, despite the fact they say it was not intentional. President Biden celebrating his 79th birthday on Saturday last night, attending church services in Wilmington, Delaware, along with his sister Valerie and his daughter Ashley. Earlier in the day, the former President Barack Obama was on Twitter wishing his former VP a happy birthday and calling on his friend and brother, adding, "I'm grateful for all you're doing to build this country back better." Remember, you can find news online anytime at usaradio.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The IRS says almost all of the money that it seized through its criminal investigation unit over the past fiscal year was in the form of cryptocurrency. The unit reporting that it's recovered $3.5 billion in crypto over the fiscal year, which equals about 93% of its overall seizures, and it comes as crypto has become the main form of payment in criminal-related cases from which that agency seizes money. The Postmaster General still has his job, but a couple of his closest associates are now leaving the Postal Board of Governors. Here's more from Wendy King.
President Biden has nominated Derek Kahn and Daniel Tangerlini to positions on the U.S. Postal Service's governing board. They'll replace two allies of Postmaster General Louis DeJoy. The announcement comes after scrutiny of DeJoy, whose plans to cut costs at the Postal Service has led to slower mail delivery.
And Britney Spears is wearing the pants now, according to her fiancé, Sam Asghari. Asghari was at the House of Gucci premiere back on Thursday night, though according to an Instagram post by Britney Spears, he stole the show. Spears did not tag along with him. He told E! They aren't quite ready to make outside appearances as a couple just yet. It was just a few days ago that Spears got newfound freedom with the end of her 13-year conservatorship. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.